fits into a pattern that Amnesty International has documented. And tragically, it appears that human rights violations and violations of international humanitarian law are still occurring away from the glare of international media. This is a region that for years has really been neglected developmentally by the government of Mozambique. The area has also been affected by recurrent natural disasters, which have made lives of people in that area very difficult over the years. It is an area that is rich in mineral resources, in oil and gas, and we've got international business, international oil companies prospecting, actively mining for oil in that area. I think it is important to realize that it is an area where we've got so many different forces and a lot of contestation. The people of this region have not enjoyed the protection of their rights. They've not enjoyed the basic human rights as well as, you know, provision of basic amenities. We had been documenting violations of human rights and international law from both the Mozambican Defense Forces as well as the armed group that called itself Al-Shabaab. Attempted beheadings, extrajudicial killings in Cabo Delgado, the movement of masses of dead bodies to what would be described as mass graves.